This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm doing all right. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I've been getting a lot of sleep lately, my full 8 hours, and I wanted to ask you something.
Okay.
Do I seem more on the ball?
You said earlier that you were like, this is the best I've ever looked.
I don't actually think it's the best I've ever looked. And it is far from the best I've ever felt.
Right.
However, compared to like the baseline of like the last few years, yeah. I think I'm feeling pretty good.
Why? What's changed? What's different?
The sleep. I've been.
Do you normally not sleep that much? I'm always confused when people are like, "Oh, I don't get enough sleep."
No.
I get is sleep.
Can I ask you something, Tom?
Sure.
Today we met up at 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Were you sleeping until like 5 p.m.?
Yes.
I could tell because you
I wasn't sleeping until like 5. I wasn't like asleep from last night until 5, but I took an hour nap.
Okay. Yeah, because you had marks on your face.
What?
From,
how
like...
do I still have marks on my face?
Yeah. I was shocked because I knew that like you, where we met was like, at least it takes you like 45 minutes to get to from your home.
Yeah.
So I assumed that you were asleep for hours because you had pillow marks
or
on your
I
face.
Or that I had slept somewhere nearby.
Yeah.
That I had said like, oh, I need to be in Williamsburg later this evening. Let me go take a nap in the park or something.
I mean, they have these things now, places where
like nap
when you're
pods
on the go.
And stuff.
Yeah.
There's a pod hotel in Williamsburg. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, like a Japanese-style pod, but it's not really.
Well, you got to bring the Japanese into this, Tom.
Because they're the ones who came up with pod hotels. I have a Japanese gift for you later. Maybe
Ooh.
I'll give it to you on the show.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, I mean, you have to if... You can't just tease that. I have a Japanese gift for you. It's the strangest sentence that's ever been uttered on this show.
Look, don't get your whole... It's not nunchucks or anything.
Mm.
It is a ninja star.
Tom, would you ever... I'd love a ninja star.
I bet you would.
I'd menace so many goons. Tom,
you
this...
menace goons. You can't menace more than one person at a time with a ninja star.
I don't know. I'd be able to... I'd train myself to throw it so it would, like, slit...
like a boomerang.
Yeah, and it would go around in a circle to all the guys and then come back.
Throats.
And do, yeah.
Jeez.
Well, that's what happens if you try to...
If you menace you.
Yeah, don't menace me.
I thought you were going to suggest like putting a ninja star on a string, throw it into one guy, yank the string.
No.
Get it back, throw it into another guy, yank
I mean,
the
that would be a smarter way to do it.
No,
I
a
guess...
smarter way would be just get a few ninja stars.
Yeah, but you're not offering me a few ninja
That's
stars.
That's true. I'm offering you a starter ninja star.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Look, I'll prove myself to you with this ninja star, and then hopefully more will follow.
Yes. What got us started about this?
The Japanese pod hotels.
Oh, yeah. but it's really just like a very tiny hotel room. It's not like a pod. It's still like a... It looks like a dorm room.
Now, here's the thing, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
The appeal of that,
yes.
Right, is that it's economical.
Right.
Right.
This hotel is not economical.
So it's just a bad hotel.
It's just a bad, like, it's nice. Like, it's modern, very modern looking and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in, you know, it's right off Bedford Avenue. So it's a good spot. But it's just tiny.
For the non-locals, Bedford Avenue is a street here in New York City.
In Williamsburg specifically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's just very, very tiny hotel rooms. I'd love to stay in a Japanese pod hotel.
Even if it was like as much as a regular hotel?
No.
Like, I'd like to stay in a pod hotel if it's like, yeah, and it costs you $12.
Yeah. Well, in Japan, they're cheap. That's the thing. Like, a lot of salary men use them.
Not salary men. Tell me more about these salary men, Tom.
No, salary man. Salary mans. They got like a long day of work, and they're like, boy, that was a long day of work. I don't want to deal with the wife tonight. I'm going to go sleep in a coffin.
Is that what people do? Do people ever, I don't know.
I think it's so that, like, rather than commute home and back, when there is like, I've been working all night at the office and I'm going to have to be back here in 6 hours, I'll just go to this pod hotel.
Well, that's a sad existence. I think on principle, I'd never do that.
Why?
Because what?
What if you have like a long commute back?
What kind of life is that, Tom?
That's, well, the life of a salaryman, Tim, is not very...
I don't know what a salaryman is, Tom.
Just a, look, man.
You know, earlier I thought you were saying celery.
It's a man who, he's just worried about making a salary. He's just...
Isn't that all of us?
Yeah, but this is like a Japanese man who's worried about making a salary.
I think you have some dangerous ideas about the Japanese stuff.
No, it's like just like a white collar guy, but like a guy that's got like a
like he's in over his head.
He's like a little bit in over his head. He's being pressured by the boss. Just unrealistic expectations of him.
Well, why doesn't he look for another job rather than stay in a coffin, rather than go sleep next to his wife?
Because all the jobs are like that. All the salaryman
jobs.
That's what
Japan is like in your mind?
Yeah, I've been to Japan, Tim. You've never been there. You don't know any salarymen. I've met salarymen at a bar.
You've met salarymen?
Yeah. They haven't said, like, hi, I'm a salaryman.
Celery, so you could tell. You could smell the stalks on their breath, right?
Tim, once again, you're misunderstanding. No, but they've been like wearing a business suit, and then they've been like, well, I got to go off to the pod hotel,
well,
the
they
capsule
were at a
hotel.
Bar.
Yeah.
This undermines their whole argument that they were at work late. No, they were
they blow
they were with
off some
Americans
steam.
Singing Beatles songs at a bar.
Yeah, I went to that Beatles bar. It's great. Yeah. I went to a Beatles bar. And they were so excited that Americans were there when they asked me if I liked the Beatles. And I told them, like, yeah, I like the Beatles. I kind of like the Beach Boys more. They started playing Beach Boys songs at the Beatles bar.
Did all the pictures of the Beatles turn around? And it was like...
No, but he did put them away.
Nice.
Just, make sure you didn't offend me. I went to... That bar didn't have too many salarymen. Another bar had a ton of salarymen.
I don't think you understand what a salaryman is.
I don't think
you
understand
think
what
a
salaryman
man with a
man
job?
Is. No, it's a Japanese man with like a white collar job, but like a boring job, like crunching numbers.
Yeah, but
stuff.
That's like most people in.
But they're not under the pressure these salarymen are under, Tim.
Why?
Because that's just the culture.
They're in too deep?
They're not. What do you mean by in too deep?
They're in over their heads. They
you
maybe
think they
have
owe
a,
money to
a
the
mortgage.
Yakuza?
No, like a mortgage that they can't afford. Like they need this. They really need to go above and beyond at work, because if they lose this job, they are screwed.
I don't think it's necessarily that. I think
does
it's
a
just...
salary man not have savings? Is he just living? Is that like a living hand to mouth just on his salary?
Oh, maybe that's what it means.
And that's why he has to eat so much celery, because it's cheap. It's not very nutrient rich, but you can put some peanut butter on that.
No, you lose calories chewing celery.
Yeah, that's why salary men are so svelte.
Yeah, well, I think it's just the fish-based diet.
They can afford fish now?
Fish is cheap over there.
Fish is cheap.
They get fish. Tim, they pull fish right out of the water over there. That's
what?
How plentiful they are.
My God.
But I want to go back there. I want to stay in a capsule hotel. But, like, I think there's only, like, a handful.
That's
of
my nightmare, Tom. I went on
sleeping in a coffin?
I went on a sleeper car
sea
in
cruise.
A train.
Okay.
I actually slept in the sleeper car.
Mm-hmm.
And,
was it a sleeper car or was it just a luggage car? Were you in a suitcase?
I wasn't in a suitcase, Tom. What? I don't understand the implication here that I can't afford one night in a sleeper car.
I don't even know how much one night in a sleeper car costs.
I'm no salary man, my friend. I can travel on the finest railways.
I mean, there's really only like one railway. You know about these private train cars rich guys have?
Yeah, I know about them.
They hook up their train to the regular train.
Yeah, guess what? I took the same trip for like $100.
Yeah, but their car was way nicer. They didn't have to sleep in the luggage compartment.
Yeah, so anyway, there was two bunks.
Two bums?
Bunks.
Oh, bunks, okay.
Two bums in there, me and my then-girlfriend.
Me and my betrothed.
She's my wife now. Uh-huh. But at the time, they must have known that we weren't married because there wasn't like a queen-size bed.
Right.
There's two.
And well, they're very religious, Amtrak.
But the top bunk... you had to like pull down the bottom.
Did you claim the top bunk?
No, I refused. I was the least chivalrous you've ever seen me, and I can be pretty unchivalrous.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I don't think I've ever actually seen you chivalrous.
Yeah,
so.
But this is the furthest away from chivalrous I've gotten.
So you're like, honey, take the top bunk in case the train takes a sharp turn.
Because I tried to go up there for 1 second, and like it is so close to the ceiling that like you do feel like you're in a coffin. And I was like, nope, I'll die up here. I will legitimately die up here. You can't move at all.
Well, but then if you die, you're already in a coffin.
Yeah,
two birds with one stone.
What? Only a fool willingly gets into a coffin, Tom. It's an ancient, not a Japanese proverb, because they sleep in those capsule hotels all the time.
Yeah.
Company men would be wise to heed the advice of the proverb, never willingly step into a coffin.
You know about like in the old days, they used to, they would have to put like a string attached to a bell to the coffin because they would bury people alive.
Is
so
that
often.
True, or is that just from one of your shows?
What do you mean, one of my shows?
You were telling me about these weird TV shows. For like...
No, it's a true thing. Like, I don't know if that ever actually worked. I think it was probably the kind of thing where they were anecdotal.
Yeah.
Cases of people being buried, but then people were so worried that they put it in their will. Like, hey, when you bury me, put a long string to a bell, and if I'm still alive. I'm gonna
I'm
gonna
be
ringing the hell out of that bell. But
is that
also
where
be careful.
Phrase "hell's bells" came from?
Yeah, but you should be careful because, like, what if you're ringing it too hard and the string snaps?
Mm.
But also, like, if you're the grave digger and there's like a bell ringing, do you really want to dig that up?
You have to. That's the
what
grave digger's oath.
A zombie or a vampire playing a trick. Mm. Not even playing a trick, just, you know, being honest. Hey, let me out of here. I want to get out of here.
I'm a zombie.
I want to eat brains or suck blood.
All right, last question. If you were buried alive, wouldn't you just be like, all right, I'm going to just like close my eyes and fall
what?
Asleep?
No. Tim, you're telling me that.
All that trouble. Here's the thing.
What
they
trouble? So trouble to me. I'm not going to dig me out.
Guess what? They dig you out and then you're like, you hop out of the grave. Literally every townsman that you run into for the rest of your life is going to be like, so they buried you alive, huh? And then you had to relive that over and over again.
Yeah, but they'll probably
just
be like,
die.
No, they'll probably be like, they buried you alive. Let me buy you a drink.
What if it's some like 96-year-old man and he comes out and he's like, they buried me alive, you know? And then and then he lives another
two
weeks. Yeah, he's like, great. You troubled everybody. You traumatized all the kids. The kids also.
But why were there
the wreath
kids
with
there?
Your picture? Because there is grandkids.
Keep it a secret from the kids, Tim. And again. Look, I know you're hell-bent on just euthanizing the old, but...
That's not true, Tom. Just, like, the least productive.
I think it would untraumatize kids. They'd be like, look, death isn't permanent.
That's not something you should teach kids.
Yeah, but what if the kids die before the old man, so they die not knowing any different?
That's smart.
And then they're not afraid of dying because they think, death's not permanent. Old Elmer came back. You rang that bell and they dug him up and he said, you sons of bitches, you buried me alive again.
That'll probably happen to me is what the kids will think, but really they'll just be dead.
I'd still like to be, they don't do it anymore. Well, I guess because they can be more sure if people are dead
nowadays.
Can
you, why didn't they just light a match, put it up against the bottom of their foot. If they went, yeow!
Do you think that's how you can bring someone out of a coma, Tim?
Yeah.
No, why wouldn't the doctors try that?
Well, the coma, they can take the pulse at least.
No, sometimes the pulse is, it's too shallow. They can't feel
it. Is a shallow pulse a thing, or did you just make that up?
You know, weak. CPR. Too weak of a pulse. That's what I meant to say. Too weak of a pulse.
Can they get a stethoscope in here? Ba-boom,
ba-boom. They didn't have stethoscopes back then. Do you know
what?
Stethoscopes were invented by a doctor who didn't want to put his ear up to ladies' boobs anymore. He was too, he was like, oh, come on, enough is enough here.
Really?
Yeah. So the stethoscope was invented originally as more of a, what would you call that? Like a more...
Chaste
solution to putting your head between a woman's bosoms to hear the heartbeat.
Really learning a lot from you, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom Boo.
Yeah, that's
me. This week we have a classic Tom episode.
A Tom-isode.
A Tom topic. I don't even really remember what you said it would be.
Fortnite. Fortnite Battle Royale, the video game. I mentioned it last week during my apology.
Yeah.
Or I said it's popular with teens and myself.
Yeah. Is this like a legitimate... like phenomenon?
Yeah, it's a phenomenon. Get your fucking head out of your ass,
Tom.
Sorry, Tim. I've been playing too many games with teens. This is just how we talk to each other,
Tom.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna say this right now. I wrote this down. I have two notes for this episode.
Okay.
The first one is, Tom, you're a loser for knowing about any of this.
Uh-huh. Okay.
How old are you?
17 this year.
No.
I'm 36.
Yes. You're a loser for knowing about any of this in any kind of detail whatsoever. So don't come at me like, oh, how do you not know about this, Grandpa?
Yeah.
This is something that's made for children, and you're not a child.
It's not made for children. It's made for all ages.
All right. Now explain to me what Fortnite is. It's a video game.
It's a video game.
Okay.
But you can also play it on a computer.
What? Well, yeah. I think video games are
on
computers.
Oh, so it's like Excel.
Yeah, it's like you can do various equations and
modeling.
You can
do pivot tables and stuff.
Have you ever done a pivot table, Tom?
No, I don't. You know what? I wish I... Here, this will make me sound more adult. I wish I knew how to use Excel better, but not to the point of like taking a class or reading a book about it.
Tom, guess what?
What?
You can watch these videos online. I'll send you the thing.
Okay.
You'll become an Excel master in but 45 minutes. It'll teach you everything that like every like dummy like would be like, I'm gonna take an Excel class, and like you and I would like snooze through it. They'd be like, right click. Now
we'd
here's
like,
how you
hey,
right click.
It's a
bit of a misnomer to right click on a Mac because there's only one, and you'd be like, okay. I freaking know, you dumb idiot.
Yeah.
Don't teach me how to right-click for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I took an intro to
coding. Then you turn, the old lady next to you has got the mouse on the screen.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's not working.
She shouldn't even be there. She's got precious few years left on this earth, if that.
Yeah. Well, for all you know, she rang the bell and they dug her back up, and she was like...
And this is how
she's
spending her time.
And this is how she's wasting her time in Excel classes at the library.
I took an intro to coding class, Tom. I never felt like more than the smartest genius on earth than, you know, like...
Was everybody else children or very old?
No, everybody was roughly my age, maybe a little younger.
Okay.
But like, that's even, like they were all like late 20s. It's like, you guys should know better than
that. Yeah, didn't you learn this in school?
Yeah. So anyway, I aced that class. $400 well spent.
Did you get a certificate or anything?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I went to the last couple. I think the teacher was like, you know, you don't have to like do this.
But you're paying for it. Why would you listen to
just
them?
Like, you don't like he would come over to me and my wife, who were taking it together, And
wow,
he was just,
how romantic.
Yeah, it was the most romantic thing ever. We were fucking sucking face the whole time. It was gross. It was just like they were like, oh, now this is the... I don't even remember any of the stuff because I was too... You know, I was too advanced to even pay.
And we were
and
just
were
like
I have smooching.
I have a formula for you. Me plus you equals...
Love.
Love.
Yeah. Just and that's heart. Where I met my wife, at the coding class.
Oh, wow. Wow, what a...
Last year, yeah.
That's really something.
Yeah.
And now you're both computer programmers.
Yeah. Top of our fields.
Yeah.
Sorry, Fortnite.
Fortnite, not Excel. People are coming here, they're like, yeah, I want to know more about Fortnite. And we're like, spreadsheets.
2 weeks.
That is a Fortnite, a
right.
unit of time.
Yeah.
But
does that have anything to do with the game?
It's a clever play on words, Tim. Because the game...
I've never known a video game to be clever.
The game, well, the original game, which we'll get into, you built forts at night. You know what a fort is? A fortified...
Like a structure?
Yeah. But, so last...
Fort Knox is one.
Fort Knox, that's
but
where they
don't
keep all
have
the gold.
To, yeah, they don't have to all be as protected as Fort Knox.
No, and you know...
I mean, I'm sure everybody would love their fort to be as...
Boy, if I could build a Fort Knox in Fortnite, I'd have everything set for me, everything figured out.
Hmm.
Nobody
you
ever
keep
be able
gold
to
in these forts?
No. So there was a game, an original game that
called Fortnite.
Called Fortnite.
Okay.
That people.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Listen, this is great.
People played it, and people liked it. Kind of liked it, but it wasn't doing gangbusters.
What was the object of that game? Just to build forts.
It was to build forts, and then every night zombies would come, and you and other players. You didn't play against each other. You played with each other. Against the zombies that would come. And you'd set up traps and you'd build big forts and you'd have guns and everything. And then during the day, you'd go out and scavenge to get...
scavenge.
That too. To get materials and whatnot and bullets for the guns and maybe even new guns.
Where do you get bullets?
These idiots left them on the ground. That's where you'd find a lot of them.
This is why I could never really get behind video games because people are like, the graphics are so realistic. But then, like, nothing else about the gameplay is realistic.
Well, but these graphics aren't realistic. They're cartoony. It looks like a Pixar thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it that good?
Did you
good,
not
though?
Even look at this? Tim, I sent you an invite.
Tom, my phone, you sent it to me. You sent me an invite, and it was like, hey, download this thing. iPhone 6 won't support it.
Yeah. But you have a 6S.
Yeah. I assume 6S and 6 are in the same category, right?
No, they're two different phones.
Oh. Then why don't they name one 7?
They did, the next one.
So 6S is in a different class from 6?
Because the S's usually aren't different externally, but they've got better internals. And that's what the Fortnite cares about. The Fortnite is just looking at your chips. It's like, do you got the right chips? You got the chips we're looking for.
Well, color me impressed. So no, I didn't.
Okay.
To answer your question,
it's cartoony looking.
Okay.
But have you heard of this other game, Tim, called Player Unknown's Battlegrounds?
Ready Player One.
No, PUBG is what people call it for short.
PUBG?
PUBG.
PUBG. Oh, sorry. Oh, you thought it was pug instead of pub.
Well, just
this
listen.
Idiot.
Take the shit out of your ears.
I wasn't listening to you, Tom. I rarely listen to you.
PUBG. Players.
I got 75% of that correct, and that's about how much I listen to you.
So this game came out, Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, and this game is a battle royale game, and it took the world by storm. But not the world, just computer gamers, just people playing games on their computers.
Right.
It's like a $30 game, but people loved it. And the way this game worked is, have you ever seen the movie Battle Royale, the Japanese movie?
I have.
That's not my Japanese treat for you, by the way. It's
a treat now? You told
it's
me it was
treat.
A gift earlier.
It's a gift and a treat. A treat can be a gift.
Is it food?
It's not... Technically, maybe, yes. Kind of.
Do you have it with you right
now?
Yeah,
I have it with me.
Okay, are you going to present it with me at the end?
If you're a good boy, you'll get it at the end. If you behave yourself, that's all.
I wish you would stop talking with those kind of words.
Look, I'm just telling you how to get a treat. Tim, you want to know how to get a treat from me or not?
I do want to know how to get a treat from you, to be honest.
So have you
regrettably
seen,
I do.
Have you seen the movie Battle Royale?
I have, Tom. I saw it even before you saw it.
Okay.
I saw it back when it was like difficult to see.
You went to Japan, stayed in a capsule hotel?
No. I'd never go to Japan. it scares me over there. All those salary
coffins. Men. Yeah. Salary man stuffing you in a coffin. All right, it's time to go to sleep, Tim.
I saw it when I was in college, Tom, and like you had to get like a different region DVD.
Oh, so you stole it.
No, I think I bought it from Kim's Video, but it was the wrong region, and we had to do some tomfoolery on somebody down the hall.
Well, Tim, I want you to incriminate yourself on this podcast, but we're talking about breaking region locking. I just don't want to see you get carted off and see the FBI kicking down your door, taking all your stuff, looking for evidence of wrongdoing.
Tom, literally every piece of media you've consumed in the last 10 years, last 15 years, you've stolen.
I don't. Just from the store, though. It's different.
All right.
The game now it's become a genre, but that's the idea is 100 people dropped into a map. Nothing. You got nothing on you. And it's last one standing.
Are you all school children like in Battle Royale?
No, you're adults. In all these games.
Oh, that takes some of the fun out of it.
But you're playing against a lot of school children often.
Are you? Oh, the people.
The people behind the avatars.
All right, this is my second note, Tom. Uh-huh. Isn't it weird that you, a 36-year-old man, play games with children that you don't even know? On a regular basis?
Look, Tim, if I could join an adults-only server, I would love to. But that's just simply not an option. So sometimes you have to play with kids.
That's weird, right? That like you're like, let me strap in and like...
I'm not strapping into anything. I'm taking up a controller.
Do an activity with a 9-year-old. And not like my nephew or anything. Just some 9-year-old that's like out in the world somewhere. Yep, it's a play date. Tom and like... Tyler or whatever.
Yeah. It's fine as long as you're much better than them. When they're better than you.
No, it's weird that you're participating in anything with this child.
Look, like I said, Tim, if they had adults-only servers, I'd be in, especially if
they
it was...
They don't?
No, they don't have adults-only servers.
Why
It'd be
not?
Full of...
Don't you feel creepy? Like
sex and vice.
Isn't that what the adults try to draw
these games don't
the
have
kids
sex.
Into?
No sex in these games. Let me
don't
be clear.
You think like these children, mm-hmm. who many of them have parents who are significantly
absentee.
younger than you,
uh-huh. yeah.
if they came home and like knew that they were playing a game, if they saw a picture of you, if they were able to get a live video feed of you in your life, would be like, nope. I'm smashing all the technology my child has because they're spending time with this person.
I 100% agree, but that's not my problem. And like I said, if I could talk to these parents, look, I don't want to do this either. I don't want to be playing with your kid. I want to be playing with other adults like myself. But unfortunately, they are not making these adult-only servers because... I understand the connotation of adult only. It's,
yeah.
You know, sounds
more
risque.
I mean, you
can
have age-restricted things that aren't exclusively
for
perverts.
How would they?
Every R-rated movie isn't like a porno.
Unfortunately. You ever go to an R-rated movie and there's not even a sex scene in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Why is it rated R?
I'm with you on that one.
So anyway... PUBG it became like a huge thing. So this game that was like doing okay, but not a lot of people playing it. They were like, hey, we like this game. We're going to make a mode in our game that's Battle Royale.
Okay.
So
everybody's just ripping off Battle Royale.
Pretty much.
These video game makers, the Hunger Games, yeah. J-Law.
Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't.
Robert Pattinson, is he in?
No, you're thinking of Twilight.
Yeah. Did that have some Battle Royale?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. The Hunger Games is a ripoff of Battle Royale.
Yeah, yeah. But not Twilight.
Not Twilight. Twilight's a ripoff of Dracula.
No, it's a ripoff of
no,
Mr. Grey Will See You Now.
No, Tim, if you go and... No, that 50 Shades of Grey is a ripoff of Twilight. But if you watch Twilight, Dracula's running wild in that movie.
Really?
And the books. There were just Draculas everywhere.
I don't think if I met Dracula, the person... I'd be all that scared of him.
You're afraid of the top bunk in a sleeper car on a train, but you're not afraid of Dracula? I know for a goddamn fact you'd be terrified of Dracula.
I don't know.
If Dracula floated in here right now.
First of all, he wouldn't float in here.
Yeah, he might.
He'd
oh,
walk
he might.
Like a man.
No, he might
it's
fly
the late
in.
Frankie Valli.
He might fly in as a bat and then poof, turn into Dracula.
Yeah, all right.
You're not afraid of bats now, you're telling me?
I'm not afraid of bats.
Why aren't you afraid of bats? Because
I've
so
conquered
scary.
Many bats in my lifetime.
No, oh, yeah, you did have an incident with a bat once, didn't
I've
you?
Had numerous. The one summer, I had three incidents with bats.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure if it's the same bat.
It was the summer you were living in a belfry, I remember. Which, you know, a lot of people at the time said, well, what did he expect? He got what he, you know, what he asked for. He deserves it.
Yeah, but I was victorious.
Yeah.
It's King of the Belfry. Not clear on what a belfry is. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up to you, show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, yeah. And you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin or just not know kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/complete guide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
So they added this Battle Royale mode, but most importantly, they made it free. Completely free to play.
And what was the game they built this mode into?
Fortnite.
Oh, so Fortnite already existed.
Fortnite existed.
That's where and that was on, that was a console game.
Console and PC and Mac. But then.
Oh, it sounds like they've got all their bases covered.
They certainly did. But the Battle Royale mode, like originally, it seemed kind of like it was almost like a weekend project where it's like, oh, a lot of the people here like this other game, so we took the elements of that game, put it into this game. That other company threatened to sue them over that, by the way.
But, even though they themselves stole it from the Japanese school children movie.
And it's just a genre of game now. It's like a racing game. Like, you can't claim.
So the thing is, there are weapons scattered throughout.
Yes.
And everybody's dropped into a map.
Well, you take a bus, a flying bus, and you fly over the map in a straight line, and you pick when you want to jump out.
Now, do you have a parachute?
Yeah.
Do they show
it's
parachute?
Not a parachute. In PUBG, you have a parachute. In this, you have a glider.
Okay.
Yeah, they show the glider. But you can kind of choose, like, oh, do I want to go to a place where I know there's going to be, like, a ton of people, and it's going to be, like, a crazy fight? Or do I want to go, you know, way out in Timbuktu and try and, like, kind of gear up, find a bunch of good items and stuff, and have a showdown. Oh, and the other important element is that in all these games, there's a storm that's slowly closing in stages. So it's pushing, much like the Hunger Games, where it's like pushing everyone
together.
Yeah,
you can't just go hide on the outskirts,
yeah,
let everybody
you can't just go hide in
it.
A house and yeah. be like, oh, I'll wait. Yeah, you have to be
moving. And
then
when
there's
one guy left, be like, okay, let me
sneak up behind him.
That's the way I play paintball.
Yeah.
I hide.
Well, because in paintball, they can't get gas going.
Yeah. I mean, they would try. If they could, they would. Because you ever go to paintball on, like, way out on the east end of Long Island?
Yeah, that's
like
the only place I've played it.
Those guys that show up in, like, full army gear.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, yeah, you couldn't, they wouldn't have you in the army because you're so out of shape, but you certainly bought all the things.
They show up in gear that's like, wow, like a Marine in Iraq right now would love to have that.
Yeah, maybe not in triple XL, maybe in like a more
It might
fitting,
be a little baggy on him or her,
but
yeah.
Like, yeah, they would like that. One time I was playing, I think we were at the same bachelor party, and we got like put in the same group as like these like real, like, not even the weekend warriors, like I think some real army men who were there were just like, I miss shooting things or whatever. Yeah. And one of
them,
that's
the only thing that makes me feel alive.
Yeah. And one of these guys foolishly, like, I was on his team, and he's like, cover me. I don't know what that means. So he like goes and runs up, and he's like, he yells back to me, he's like, you got me covered, bro. And I was like, yeah, because I don't know. And I was probably like, yeah.
All that means is shoot at the people that are shooting at him.
Yeah, guess what? He just ran out and got shot by like 100 people. This guy wanted to murder me. It's like, what am I supposed to do? I was trying to shoot it. I'm not good at shoot. Do I look like a guy that's good at shooting things?
No.
No. Yeah. Why did an army man think I'd be able to cover him?
Yeah, he should have been covering you.
Yeah, that's what I said. Did not like that.
So yeah, that those are the rules of the game. Oh, but the big thing that Fortnite added, what makes it different from the other mode, what?
More like Fartnite.
Tim, don't say those kinds of things. That upsets the Fortnite community. is that you also have a pickaxe that you can go and hit pretty much anything in the game. And
trees, though?
Trees mostly. Or rocks or like structures that are already in the game.
Forts.
Other people's forts, sure. Mm-hmm. And you collect materials. And then it's kind of like Minecraft a little bit where you build. That's where the forts come in. You collect materials and then you can build a fort.
Right.
And that's where a lot of the strategy is, because you need to, somebody shoots at you. If you can quickly like whip up a fort, then it's like, come and get me in this fort now. I'm in a fort.
Come and get me in this Fortnite.
Yeah, I'm in a fort and the night's coming and you're out there just running around willy-nilly, not in a fort. Guess what? I'm going to gun you down.
Does that have anything to do with Wayne Knight Newman from Seinfeld?
No, the actor Wayne Knight has nothing to do, is Fortnite.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with Wayne Knight.
It's a question I had.
It's a question that came in from listeners. Big question. Literally hundreds of people are asking, is Wayne Knight involved in this?
Whenever anybody hears the word Knight, their mind immediately goes to Newman.
Yeah.
Dennis Nedry.
Yeah. Hello, Newman.
The man from Basic Instinct. Tom, I really
wish... Yeah, he's from the scene in Basic Instinct. One of the slobbering fools on the other end of that.
You know what I'm regretting right now? Earlier
what?
When I was bringing up R-rated movies, they're not all pornos. I was going to say R-rated movies, they're not all Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
Imagine this was the second Basic Instinct reference. People would be hailing us as geniuses.
No, I think maybe I could force that Wayne Knight reference.
That's true.
Now
maybe
it's just,
I just
like,
have Wayne
I don't
Knight
know why
on the brain
you
all
said
the time.
Wayne Knight.
Fortnite, Wayne Knight.
Who was
they rhyme?
Who was? No, they just have the same word. Who was Wayne Knight in that movie? Like, what? Who were those guys?
A cop, an investigator.
Yeah, but that wasn't like an interrogation room that you see normally. She was like up on a little stage.
Yeah, but they were interrogating her.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
It was stylized.
Who were those guys? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I mean. I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen that movie, Tim? You wouldn't believe what happens during that scene.
She confesses to a crime, maybe?
No. No, it's not even that.
What a weird phenomenon that happened, right?
Yeah.
There was just like this movie that came out,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's like, go see this movie. It's for grown-ups, right? And I was like,
other grown-ups were saying that to each other, and nobody was saying that to you as a child, when that movie came out, go see this movie. It's for grown-ups.
I don't know. There's this kid on the playground that was like, this movie is for grown-ups, but you should try to see it if you can.
You should try to see it on the big screen.
Yeah. I mean, on the big screen, that's you know, that's
well, yeah.
that scene.
Yeah.
It's pretty subtle, right? Anyway, like adults were being like, hey, go see this movie. And then it was like the one thing that anybody...
What adults were telling you? Tim, were you
Not
on?
Me.
Were you playing online games and adults were telling you to go see Basic
Stop trying
Instinct?
To turn this around on me. I'm saying one adult said to another adult at some point, you should see this movie.
Yeah.
What they were talking about was like, you're going to see this you're going to catch a fleeting glimpse of this woman's vagina in a movie.
Do you even see, or is it just pubic hair?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to.
Have you ever seen the movie, Tom?
Go check it out.
But like,
go
it was
frame
a legit
by frame, like the Zapruder film.
Now, my only window into the grown up world.
Of words.
What? Huh?
Go ahead.
My only window into the adult world at this time was oddly Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Because like I wasn't interested in anything, and like Saturday Night Live had like goofy characters, but then
yeah.
like,
and when you're a kid and you're watching that and they're referencing things that you don't really understand.
Yeah, but I feel like certain things have such outsized like prominence in my mind, because like they were so easily lampoonable by Saturday Night Live that they like went back to the well like several times. So yeah. I'm thinking that must have been the biggest cultural event of 1993. Yeah. But really, like, if you ask like any of our parents, they'd be like, I guess I remember that movie or yeah, whatever. But like that, the pervs on the SNL writing staff were like, we can milk, you know, 16 sketches this season out of Basic Instinct.
Yeah, they kept heading up to, hey, let's all go to Times Square and see that movie again.
Yeah.
Let's get out of 30 Rockefeller Center and go to Times Square.
We really know all the sites.
Yeah,
New York,
I know
though.
Where they.
We're a real New York podcast. I know when it
where.
Comes to.
I know where they do SNL. I know where the old X-rated movie theaters were. Dumb. But the big thing here was you need to go to an X-rated movie theater to see a woman's pubic hair for maybe half a second.
Real New York City podcast, Tom.
Yeah.
We were right to play the NYC Podfest last week.
Yeah, it's they that were, kind of authenticity.
They were happy to have us.
I wouldn't go that far.
They loved every second of it.
So the
they're probably listening right now. So thank you to the programmers over there at the NYC Podfest. I know you're big fans. And we appreciate all your support.
This bit is a little too inside baseball. So the other big thing about this game is because, like I said, it's free to play. Two other big things I want to discuss.
You
got
to pay to win, though.
No, you don't have to pay to win.
Free to play. Got to pay to win.
That was just the same thing again. It's completely free to play, but you can pay to buy skins. Do you know what a skin is? Like, I know you know what skin is. Do you know what a skin is?
A different costume.
Yeah, a different costume. Tim,
now, does the
you got it in one.
Help you in the gameplay?
No.
Why, Tom, do you buy costumes for your video game characters with real money often?
I'll get into what I do shortly. Okay. But
do I still get my treat?
We'll see.
How am I doing?
We'll see if you
do.
Get
I need
treat.
Yeah. All right. Where am I so far, though?
You're doing good. You're being
okay.
A very good boy so
thank
far.
Thank you. Okay. Like if I stray,
I'll warn you.
Yeah, just warn
I'll
me.
Warn
I don't want to lose out without
table.
Knowing. Without knowingly.
Yeah. You can buy costumes, but you wouldn't want to buy costumes and have an advantage. Then that would be unfair. You
right.
just want to buy costumes.
Well, no, that's what I wouldn't want to happen. Because yeah. as soon as you can buy advantages,
right.
I'm just like, you know what? I'm out of this.
This,
like,
you cannot buy any kind of
we're
advantage.
We're supposed to live in a democracy here.
Right, and this game's a democracy.
Yeah.
You it's just like the real world. You buy costumes to look cool.
Yeah. Tom, and what is fashion if not just costumes?
It's true. And in a lot of cases, some of these skins are actually, I would argue, detrimental to your play because, like, so they do a lot of like events around the game.
Explain these events.
So
you're saying a bunch of things like there, it's normal, and it's
I'm
not
explaining.
Normal.
There was like a Valentine's Day event.
I feel like people should be tweeting about Fortnite being like, this is not normal.
There was a Valentine's
don't let people normalize this behavior.
There was a
37-year-olds playing video games with children.
36 for a
events,
little while longer.
Grown men spending money on digital costumes for their avatars.
So there was like a Valentine's Day and then most recently an Easter event.
Mm-hmm.
And
Valentine's
then,
Day.
And then during that event.
Makes sense.
Listen, Tim, not all of us found love in an Excel class. You could buy.
We learned, I forget the programming language, but it was something other.
Visual Basic?
No.
All right.
Is that the class we took in 1997?
You could. So for like the Easter event, there are two different Easter bunny outfits. So you could look like the Easter bunny. But then the thing is, you're wearing like this white or pink bunny suit. You're sticking out like a goddamn sore thumb running across the map in a pink
yeah.
bunny suit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like the costume that I wear currently, all black stealth, man. Like even it's got a face stealth guy. on.
And how many costumes do you own?
I own quite a few, but I've paid money, but I've not paid for a costume.
How much money have you paid into Fortnite?
I have put, I believe, $28 into Fortnite.
That's not so bad. The game is free?
The game is free.
Okay.
Well, and that's...
What have you bought?
So what I have bought, Tim, is the Battle Pass. And this is where they get you. It's not where they get you. Actually, I think it's like a very, very fair monetization strategy.
Okay.
So what it is that they break down the game into seasons. Every 3 months is a new season. You pay $10.
Like The Bachelor, huh?
Is that a dig at The Bachelor having so many seasons?
I don't know. I feel like The Bachelor's on like season 47.
Yeah, because it's not
like
yearly.
It's been on for like a decade.
Yeah. Well, they had The Bachelorette, too. You have to remember that, Tim. Mm. Equal opportunity.
You ever watch The Bachelorette?
I've watched both of those shows. They severely depress it. I 100% get why they're so popular. Like, it's immensely entertaining.
It's not.
But it's also immensely depressing.
The Bachelorette, the men just go like, he's here for the wrong reason. And then like somebody else will be like, no, he's here for the wrong reason. It's like, you're all here to either bang this lady or to get, what do they get, like $1 million at the end?
No, did they?
I don't know.
Oh,
I assume.
They get $1 million. No, I don't think they get $1 million. I mean, I think a lot of people are on there because they're like actors and stuff. They're trying to get other careers going. Hosts.
Only one time has this happened.
What?
Somebody has made the jump from reality show to legitimate actor. And it was from one of the first seasons, maybe the first season of Survivor. There was a blonde lady that co-starred in Rob Schneider's
The Animal.
The Animal.
She wasn't blonde. She was a brunette.
I think she was blonde.
No, I think she was brunette. Maybe whatever. She was blonde in The Animal.
Well, whatever. It happened one time ever. And there have been 460,000 reality show contestants since then.
Yeah.
And well, then The Miz from Real World and then Real World Road Rules Challenge went on to become a wrestler. But
that guy
hardly
used to be
counts.
On The Real World and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Tom.
Wow, that's impressive.
Learn some history.
Yeah.
Open a history book. Go to the library.
Jeez, you know what? I think I could get into wrestling if
get
I knew.
Get a LexisNexis subscription, Tom.
I'm sick of going to the library to look these things up. I would be into wrestling if I knew there was a Real World alum in there.
Yeah. I mean, he's the worst one.
The worst
Real
World?
Ruler?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Real I World. Mean, was he a wrestler in The Real World?
No, he was just a guy. He was
really?
Just a bro.
Wow, this is I'd like to read his book.
He
does
is
he have a
like,
book?
He is like, I'm sure he does, like The Miz's Guide to Fucking Bitches or something.
Wow,
yeah.
I can't imagine very many bookstores and libraries would be happy to put that
I
on their shelves.
I don't know that The Miz's book was really going to be purchased by that many libraries to begin with. Bookstores, they have all sorts of filth.
That's true. True. That's something you always say about bookstores.
We were at a bookstore recently, Tom, and a friend of ours picked up Mein Kampf and was like waving around and be like...
picked it up at the register, bought it.
No, she went like, don't buy this. It was like, what kind of bit is this? Just put that down. Just like, I understand kind of why they have to sell this, but they shouldn't, whatever. Yeah. Like, you're proving you're progressive or whatever, and everything is whatever.
Proving you're progressive by being against Adolf Hitler?
Sure. No. Yeah, but, like, our friend picked it up, and she was just like, don't buy this, and, like, was, like, walking around with Mein Kampf. It's not worth the bit.
Bothering the two of us in the art photography section looking for nudes.
Yeah.
Looking through all the coffee table books.
The Art of Basic Instinct.
It's just the individual frames from that shot.
Yeah.
So the Battle Pass, you pay $10.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the season, you level up. Basically, there's like, this last season, there's 100 tiers. And basically, by doing certain things every week, there's like new challenges where it'll be like, oh, kill.
100 tiers, you say?
Mm-hmm.
I'm only familiar with 96 tiers. And then we'll play the song.
So there will be a challenge. Yeah, where it's like kill three guys with a shotgun, or like kill three people in this place.
This is leading to the bad stuff, Tom.
There is no blood in the game, just guns. And they're cartoon characters, which, you know, it's fine.
Bugs Bunny didn't lead anybody to do anything
else. But you do those things, you earn stars, and then you level up in the battle pass. And then the battle pass, they give you cosmetic items. So things like costumes. Not makeup.
That's what cosmetics are, Tom.
In the real world, not in Fortcraft. In Fortcraft, there's things
like Fortnite.
Fort Craft is a bootleg ripoff of Fortnite.
I hate this episode.
Anyway, you get different costumes and different dances. That's another big thing in the game, Tim, the dances.
Now, Tom,
it's not all just about shooting. Sometimes it's about dancing, just like real life.
I sent you a headline today that I read on the internet.
Yeah,
I think a site that I visit frequently, the AV Club, and this was the headline. Drake says he'll rap about Fortnite if Epic makes a Hotline Bling emote.
Yes.
That's a sentence that makes sense?
Yeah, it makes 100. You sent that to me and you were like, I don't understand. I understand like three words.
No,
in this
I said,
headline.
What in the fuck does this headline mean?
Uh-huh.
I sent it to you.
Yeah. No, it's like, I said, pretty obvious.
My blood is already boiling. Because you said, Tim, please save all your questions for the recording.
Why was your blood boiling at that?
Because, and here's a Epic and emote are both words I know.
Yeah.
But in this context, I guess it's a brand and assets or products or something.
Epic is Epic Games. They are the company that makes Fortnite.
Okay.
And an emote is a way to show emotions, man.
Okay, but emote as a noun
is
new
kind of a
to
verb.
Society.
It's kind of a verb. Yeah,
it says if it makes a Hotline Bling emote.
Yeah, it's a noun and a verb in the game.
Emotes.
You can have an emote and then you can emote with it.
Right. So an emote is a dance?
It could be a dance. It could be any kind of... So a lot of the game is nonverbal. Unless you have like a headset. I don't play
with
a headset.
Much like my son.
It is much like your son.
What? I don't actually have a son, Tom.
So the emote, a lot of times it's dances. And a lot of times the reason why you want to do a dance is because he has killed somebody.
Well, then and that's nothing to dance about.
No, you want to dance on their grave in such a way.
You know what? I think I agree with some of the people that say, like, these things are not good. Like, for you, a 36-year-old who's too far gone, yeah, whatever. You're never going to do anything to anybody. But you're playing...
Oh, that sounds like a dare, too.
You're playing with 9-year-olds who are presumably dancing on your grave? You want this to happen?
It's not an actual... Oh, no, I don't want it to happen. When they... Ooh, if somebody kills me and then they dance afterwards, boy, does it get my blood boiling.
You should swat them.
Often I do.
I just learned what swatting was, Tom. I'm very square.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Yeah. I'm also a grown man with other concerns.
But there are nice emotes, too. It's not just dancing on people's graves.
Kissing?
There's blowing a kiss, sure.
To who?
Which, just to, like... the ether, but if you do that after you kill somebody, that could be very disrespectful.
Yeah.
But like, so I have in my, because you have like a wheel of emotes, because you can equip, I think, maybe like 8 emotes at once.
Are they emotes or emotes?
Emote, either one.
Okay.
But like, so I always have equipped just like a nice wave. Because if I'm playing a squad-based game, I'm playing with 3 other people, because you can play all, you know.
I don't care.
You can play...
We're past the point where I care about how the mechanics of the game work.
Well, I'll explain this. Because you can play by yourself, everybody against 100 people, or you can play in squads or duos where it's two or four people against other teams.
Now, when you play with two or four people, Tom, mm-hmm. who are these other one to three people that you're playing
usually
with?
Usually boys age 6 to 9. That's been my experience.
All right.
Or
and their parents have no idea that you, man.
Well, a lot of times I hear their parents boys. Yelling at them, like, "Hey, we have to go to church or whatever." I play a lot on Sundays.
Yeah. Do you say bad things about church? Do you put bad ideas in their head?
I say bad things about God and good things about Satan.
Wow. Okay.
A lot of times it's either that or like somebody listening to like rap music very loud mm-hmm. so that their mic's just always going, but they're not saying anything.
Right. And are that's any of annoying. These people ever saying the words that like shouldn't be said?
It doesn't happen that much in Fortnite. The Fortnite okay. community is actually like pretty nice. It's
they're children before they learn racial slurs even.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because it's a free game, so yeah. like anyone can download it. Mm-hmm. And that was so as of a few weeks ago, now you can get it for iPhone and iPad, mm-hmm. which has just led to an
Not
explosion.
The iPhone 6 though.
The 6S, which you have, you can get it for.
Yeah, but Tom, let's be honest. I won't.
Well, if you haven't gotten it by now, then you may never get it.
Oh no! Is that a threat?
Look, I sent you an invite, man.
Did that cost you money?
No, but yeah. like for a little while, it's exclusive, and I had invites, and it would have been a big deal for me to give you an invite. But now it's free. Yeah, everybody can get in.
Okay. Can I get it on my iPad?
Yes.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll give you a thrill. Play some.
Yeah, it'd be a real thrill for me.
I think you would be thrilled. I mean, I'm a tremendous upgrade from you, like potentially committing a crime by inappropriate contact with minors.
It's not. And I don't even put on the microphone. I don't talk to people. And I'd rather play with a six-year-old.
Listen.
I'd rather play with
the six-year-old.
A six-year-old that knows what they're doing than you. You're going to be like, what do I do? How do I build a fort? Like, anyway.
I wouldn't ask you. I'd figure it out by myself.
You can also get different gliders. That's another cosmetic item.
Okay.
So you can get fun, like they just put out space shuttles. So it looks like you're hanging off a space shuttle as you're parachuting down. A lot mm-hmm. of fun. I can't afford the space shuttle. It's too expensive for my blood. But you play the battle pass thing. Oh, but the reason why I paid almost $30 is the last time I bought a battle pass, they offered a, like, you can pay a little more money and we'll just, like, skip you ahead, like, 25 spots in this. And that, to me, was worth it because this game takes a lot of time. I'm a salary man. I'm busy. I don't have the kind of time sometimes. I'm sure Drake feels the same way.
Drake is the opposite of a salary man, Tom.
Drake is a big reason why the game's been blowing up even bigger. Because Drake, he loves it. And then he streams with this guy sometimes. And then people go crazy watching it.
Tom, I don't think you should know about this stuff.
The streamers, too. People love I like watching people stream the game. It's a fun game to watch. It's not like Super Mario Brothers when we were kids. And, you know, your brother's playing and it sucks to watch. In this game, it's fun to watch.
My brother was pretty good at that game.
Yeah, supporting him. You know what?
My brother had a good relationship. I don't know you and your brother.
My brother was a little brother. You had a big brother. So my little brother was like worse at games than me.
Yeah.
But it's, you know what? It's a creative game. You can be very creative in it. So that's what makes it fun to watch. Because like every match is different.
I went to your apartment one time and you were playing it.
Mm-hmm.
I was bored out of my skull.
Well, that's because I was hiding in a bush.
Yeah.
Because I'm a coward when I play the game.
Yeah.
Very often, just very cowardly. But yeah. I guess we won't get to my notes here where I have attacks on Tim.
Attacks?
Attacks on Tim.
What can you
it
just summarize
It was
going to
be my
them?
Attacks on Tim.
Yeah, summarize
it. It was just going to be that you don't like when I enjoy something.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. That's not much of an attack. That's just the
and,
truth.
You hate anything you don't immediately understand.
I don't think that's true. I think that's an unfair characterization.
Well, and then the next thing was that I was going to say, you hate learning as a result.
I don't hate learning. I took a coding class, Doug.
That's true. But from what I understand, it was just a face with a girl.
Well, here's the thing, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much left for me to learn.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. You can follow us on Twitter, @completeguide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @TomReynolds.
Follow me on those things, @yourpaltim.
If you want to support the show, you can support our sponsors. You can also check out tcgte.com for your Amazon shopping and tcgte.com/pledge.
tcgte.com/Amazon. Did you say that? I don't know. I think you left off the Amazon part.
Then find it.
Yeah, do all the things. Listen to an old episode for all the things.
tcgte.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you can get fun bonuses like weekly mini episodes. And we'll put up that that live show.
Yeah.
As soon as we get it.
Yeah, are we going to get that? Nick, who's engineering?
He gave us the okay sign.
Thank you, Nick.
It's all taken care of.
I'm sure that's imminently coming.
Were you just looking at that Maxim magazine you wanted to order again?
Yeah, get over it. Tom... I assume that there are a lot of parents that listen to this show. And I think the evidence speaks for itself. Do not let your kids play Fortnite.
No, what?
There are 36-year-old men. Tom, when's your birthday?
Soon, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, soon to be 37-year-old men.
Look, it's not, nobody's out there saying
interacting with your 6-year-olds.
Don't. I will say this, that parents should take the same...
precautions?
Not precautions, but like the same whatever that I do of like, don't let your kids have like a microphone in these games.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And like, I don't know if there's a way to turn off the other people talking. Nobody's ever tried to like pull anything on with me on... Like, they don't know because I don't have a mic. I might be a kid and nobody's ever been like, hey, you. You're pretty good at Fortnite. I'm not very good. But in this, they're trying to butter me up.
In that scenario. But what if somebody is real good at Fortnite?
Yeah, then they, maybe they should follow up and see what this guy has to offer. But turn off the microphones. Don't let the kids go on the microphones. It's dangerous for them and it's annoying to me.
Encourage your children to... I don't know, go outside. I don't go outside ever. That'd be hypocritical of me to say.
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.